This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now, stop.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. I got a real treat for you. You know, in light of all the bad news that we have been enveloped by, you're going to need a break. And let me give you a perfect antidote for it. Okay, there's a great movie that's coming out. In fact, it's just released right now, hot on the big screen. It is called The Stray. It is a true story that tells of a stray dog named Pluto, comes out of nowhere, quickly makes himself at home with the Davis family, who are on the brink of falling apart. And the one that knows about this, this is his personal story, and he is the director and writer of the movie. Mitch Davis joins us right now. Hey, Mitch, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, excellent to have you here. The movie is really very special, and I think, you know, sometimes, you know, God does things for us in such a way and sends us lifelines, and we need a lifeline in this culture right now, and I believe The Stray is that lifeline that comes from heaven. I mean, you're the director of The Other Side of Heaven, so maybe there's this connection here that says, hey, Mitch, I want you to do, you know, a movie about yourself. We're going to talk about Pluto, right?
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. I mean, terrible things happen on our planet every day. But the other thing that is absolutely true is that wonderful, inexplicable, beautiful things happen. And this is a movie about a beautiful thing that happened to our family when we needed something beautiful to happen 25 years ago, actually. It's a true story, absolutely true, about God sending an angel in the form of a dog into our home when we needed help.
And as you say, this was this is a faith-strengthening movie because this is God coming into the situation. And I know some people might say, an angel, a dog? Look at, you know, you can look at it however way you want, but when you have something that is so special and is so godlike, you know, what do you, if it's an angel or whatever it is, thank God for it because you needed a lifeline at that time for your family, didn't you?
No, that's exactly right. Whether or not Pluto was an angel in fact, or whether he just was a great blessing, he was heaven sent. And, you know, it's interesting. This is a movie about a dog, and yet it seems to heal people. We had a screening just the other night where we had a Q&A afterwards, and a lady raised her hand. She was the first one to raise her hand. I said, yeah, what's your question? She said, I don't have a question. She said, I just want you to know I've been married 55 years. My husband died last week, and your movie healed my spirit.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there going, well, okay. And that's the kind of effect the movie seems to have on people, which we're just really grateful for.
That's when you say, that's a wrap. Good night, everybody. You know, yes. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it opens up. It has opened up now. The Stray is the movie, and you go to thestray.movie for all the information that you need to have on the movie. This is one very special, special movie that I know, just like for that lady, it is, you know, it could be healing for you. It could be understanding. In a way, it's kind of like that. I always go back to the, you know, that line in Proverbs, a word aptly spoken. Sometimes it's just a movie aptly spoken, right?
Yeah. Right time, right place, right. Well, you know, David slew Goliath with one smooth stone. And we're just hoping this movie will be one smooth stone. It's opening nationwide, 600 plus screens. And we've got, my gosh, Michael Medved raved about it on the radio the other day. So we're excited about our prospects. You can find tickets on Fandango or Movie Time or MovieTickets.com. But it's also, you can find out all about the nearest theater on The Stray Dog movie.
And tell Michael Medved, our good friend, Bill Martinez is raving about it as well, so he's got company. Thank you so much for being with us, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, make sure you check out BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you sign our petition, okay? Christian Saucier's petition. We're getting hundreds. We need thousands of people. So make sure you send it to your friends, your neighbors, and sign that petition. You know the story. Let me bring Lauren on first because I want to get her read on this as well. Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, it's a day in a life. It never ends for the radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lauren, how you doing?
You know, we were talking about CPAPs earlier off the air for all of you that are snorers. If I could devise a CPAP for dogs, I could be a rich woman.
It's even for the dog.
No, I'm serious.
Well, see, this is the life. This is the life. You got three. You need three CPACs for the dogs. We got three dogs with problems.
And Robin's is broken, and so I'm like, fix it. So the other night, I was so exhausted because he snored, and he was like in such deep sleep that when I tried to punch him, he'd be like, what? And I'm like, oh my gosh, he's gonna hit me. So I got up, turned on the lights, got a back scratcher, and started poking him. I'm like, you need to wake up. And he goes, what? I'm like, you just about bit my head off. He goes, well, I don't even know. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you've got to get
the thing. Oh, that's all
but
you need.
We've got three dogs that are like, and they're not just like, they're like.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
And you're
God,
in the middle, and you're trying to get sleep? How do you
I
do that?
I just leave and go somewhere else.
Oh.
I have to because there's too many. Or I'll get a sound machine, you know, I can put it right by my head on volume 10, like rain, where it's like such a high pitch that it just drowns it all out. But, yeah, I'm just thinking this. So nobody steal my idea.
Yeah,
if I can
really.
Find somebody to help me patent this, and we can do a little CPAP, a little puppy CPAP.
Little puppy CPAP. You get
tired.
Yeah, you get five or six of them all from some mother control ship or something to make that happen.
Instead of my pillow, it could be my CPAP.
Yeah, really? Exactly. Well, you know.
I'm onto something.
I think so. Let's patent that idea.
It starts with an idea.
Let's patent an idea. Hey, real quick, just to get back to what I was talking about earlier, which was Christian Saucier. You know the story about the submariner E6, been in the Navy for 13 years, but about 2 years in, he took some innocent pictures. I mean, he kind of knew they were wrong. I mean, it's in a nuclear submarine. You don't take pictures inside a nuclear submarine as much as people love to selfie themselves these days. And anyway, 11 years later, they find these pictures. And, you know, he goes through a civil court proceeding, not even a military court, which was very unusual. And he gets fast-tracked, and he spends a year in jail. Now, we know some other elite politicians who have, as one FBI director said, James Comey, that she recklessly mishandled classified top secret information recklessly, and she's outselling books and
getting pretty.
Yeah, yeah, and she's selling books and she's okay, no harm, no foul. But for this kid in the Navy, I mean, his whole life is he's a mess. I mean, he's going to get less than honorably discharged, probably a dishonorable discharge from the Navy. And he's already lost his car. I mean, it's just a pathetic story what has happened to him. And, and I think of somebody who's spent 13 years that the government, you know, we the people have paid for to train him and all that. And all that's just being thrown out the exit door.
Well, what were the pictures of, for those of us who don't know your story?
Well, they were in a, a submarine in by his workstation. You can hardly tell. They're kind of nondescript, but it happened to be inside the nuclear sub. And so at his post where he worked. So inside the submarine, he took him for, posterity, which most people would do in a casual sense of it, and say, okay, I want something to show, my kids, my grandkids later on, hey, this is what I
right.
did, and, kind of deal, kind of innocent thing. But still, hey, look, you're in a nuclear submarine. It's all classified. You got to be careful. You don't do that kind of thing. And he knows he made a mistake. He's taking responsibility. There were two other guys that did the same thing. They got the proverbial slap on the hand, and they were maybe a reduction in rank or something, but a minor deal. It fit the crime, so to speak. Life went on. Those two others are still in the Navy. One has since gone to officer's candidate school. He is an officer and a gentleman. And here to the other extreme, you've got Christian, who has spent a year in jail without his wife and his now 2-year-old daughter, cute little thing, and he's got to start all over, and it's an uphill battle for him. I mean, you imagine, you go to apply for a job, and suddenly 13 years of your life has been compromised, and all this stuff is going to have a direct impact on his future.
Well, why was the punishment different for the three of them? Why did the two get off and he did not? I mean, were his pictures different? Did he not have good representation, attorney-wise?
I think what happened, the difference was, might have been when they found the pictures of the two other guys, where they were probably closer to the time when they had been in, so early on, because this happened when he was about 2 years in the Navy, and then 11 years later they find his, and he said he'd kind of forgotten about it, didn't even know where it was at, but somehow it ended up, it was on a camera phone, telephone, and so the phone was disposed, it was thrown in a trash can, and somebody happened to find it, which sounds kind of weird to me. But anyway, he said it wasn't even in his possession any longer. It might have been, an ex-wife kind of thing. Just cleaning out stuff, going, well, I don't need him anymore, so, off with his telephone. Whatever, I don't know, but anyway, it ended up, 11 years later, they find it, and it becomes the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, I wonder why they don't bring these things up in the investigations with the FBI.
Well, of course they brought that.
Say, okay, this happened, yeah. So how can you look at her, at Hillary Clinton, and say, oh, it's okay,
yeah.
You get a free pass for the day, but this kid goes to jail. When what? Yeah. I mean, did he know he was doing, when they did it? Did they know that it was wrong?
They knew, and they also realized that it was a low-level deal. It wasn't any big, big whoop and, all that, look at your trouble, probably not good to do, and, that kind of situation. He doesn't claim, he claims responsibility. He knows it was a mistake. But the punishment, extremely severe, especially in light of, Hillary Clinton, and this was brought to then-candidate Trump's attention during the campaign, and he mentioned it on a campaign stop that this wasn't fair. And so we're saying, look at this, the commander-in-chief now, consider pardoning this kid.
Yes.
He needs a pardon, and, he's out of the military. I mean, the punishment here does not fit the crime. It's just very extreme. So,
how many signatures have been gathered, and how many need to be gathered to the president's office?
Well, we want to have thousands, and we're I think we may be about 500-600 right now. So we got a ways to go here, and so I'm encouraging everybody, get it out to your friends. you know, throughout your network, let's get it signed. Let's get it in front of the commander-in-chief and see if we can get a pardon for Christian Saucier. He's deserving.
So how do we find it on Bill Martinez?
Go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. We got it at several locations. It'll hit you right between the eyes. As soon as you go, you know, to the site, it is right there. But look, we've got a lot more to talk about. Certainly, you know, the tragedy in Las Vegas. And we've got Lauren Kitchen Stewart with her, with us. And we're going to talk more about, you know, just our life and, you know, the things that happen in it. And thanks for sharing it with us. We got more from Lauren right after the break. Stay with us.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. 27, 28 years now in the media. I mean, you just keep on, I guess every year, you just add another year of experience, right?
Well, I found out yesterday that, listen to this, talking about age, I'm getting braces next week because my teeth are getting real crowded. So for the first time in my life, at my age, I'm getting
your beautiful smile. Your beautiful smile. You're putting braces on it.
Well, my dad was a dentist, so I'm occupied by it. But let me tell y'all what happened. So they take all these pictures of your face, and they're like these like 4D pictures, and it's of the front of your face, the side of your face. Mm-hmm. I went in. I'm like, what is under my chin? I'm like, oh, my Lord. It's like another little person under there. I'm like, no, we got to get that. So, yeah, the age thing, I'm going, oh, aging gracefully, age easy.
So what did you call Jane Fonda and ask her for a referral or something or what?
Well, I know I didn't call Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, I was going to say Megyn Kelly, I don't think, may not have that phone number, right?
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, man. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on women to age gracefully, you know, in a way that is not obtuse. I mean, because we want to kind of take the edge off. And, you know, my hairdresser the other day said, I go, my color doesn't look quite the same. She said, do you know why? I'm like, no. She goes, well, your hair used to be kind of like a sandy blonde. She said, I lighten it. She said, now it's kind of gray. I'm like, I don't have any gray hair. She goes, get in the bathroom. I'm going to show you right now. So she like pulls my hair apart.
Oh,
and she shows me, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, I didn't even know I had any gray hair.
Was she hoping for a tip at this point, or what was the deal?
No, she was hoping I wasn't going to smack her. I mean, I just was like, oh, my goodness, how did this happen? So I'm having to learn this, and a lot of you are right.
Wait a minute. We got hair. We got teeth. We got extra skin under the chin. What are you doing here?
Under the chin is the only place I get extra skin. I mean, some of you people, men have this, y'all have this really tight skin. I don't care, y'all can be 102 and you have tight skin. But like women, I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, can y'all like devise a machine that we can get in and it just tightens up everything?
Yeah, either that or some.
That,
or a wonder. Or a wonder pill. Hey, that's it. That's what we'll do. We got CPAP, we got a wonder pill for skin tightening, and look, we just solved up a bunch of problems right away here.
And we've probably made somebody really wealthy that's listening. They're going to do that.
They ripped us off. They ripped off our copywritten idea. Hey, by the way, everything on this show is copywritten.
Great. Yeah, listen, I mean, this is what we have to realize, that gravity wins in the end.
Yeah, it does.
But Jesus wins over gravity. So
that's right. Thank God. Thank God for that. We can't wait for the new body, right?
And
I keep telling people, by the way, when you get to heaven, it's Coke, not Pepsi, and it's chocolate chip with nuts. And people, you know, in Los Angeles at that radio station that we used to work with, all the good people there, they went nuts. They go, we love Pepsi. I said, don't worry about it. You get a new body. I don't like you. You'll like you. Don't worry about it. The new body handles it, you know. So
the new body handles it. And it's almost like we're going to be blind, but not blind. Well, we're not going to care.
That's right.
Which will be kind of nice. You know what I'm saying? We'll just be so glad to be there. Well, teeth or whatever.
Exactly. And there's no marrying in heaven. You don't know how many guys going, thank God, no marriage in heaven.
And you might not feel that when you're younger, but when you get older, you start to go, whoo, that might be kind of nice.
Which isn't to say that women don't say the same thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think women do say that, especially as you get older. But, you know, before the fall, I mean, there was marriage, so that was something that just happened as a result of sin.
That was before Dr. Phil. That's, you see, you bring Dr. Phil into it.
And Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Dr. Phil messed up everything. You know, our marriages weren't so bad until Dr. Phil came along, you know that?
I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, think about it, huh? It wasn't much of a problem. You bring Dr. Phil in it, but marriages are all upside down and dysfunctional.
It all falls apart.
It's all his fault. I mean, because he's got a business. He's in the business for dysfunctional marriages. So there's plenty of people lining up.
Watch it. So I don't even know. I met him one time in California at the Christopher Cathedral. You know, I had this big Arvella Schuller Award for Schuller's wife, and met him. I mean, he was all right. I mean, they didn't. I thought it was sad because they didn't stay through the whole ceremony. They couldn't stay. So you couldn't stay for an hour or two for the whole ceremony. So as soon as he got his award, he was out of there. And I'm like, Yeah. I don't like that. But I don't watch this show. But I do think that we've gotten to the point we probably, you need counseling. You need to talk about it. But I think instead of just saying at some point, I'm going to choose to stay here regardless. And even though I'm going to work it through, we nitpick. I mean, nobody's going to be perfect. No marriage is going to be easy. It's just not. It's period. It's just not going to be.
Well, we got the best.
We have these expectations that aren't realistic sometimes.
Well, that as well. And plus, you know, we want our way. We always want our own way. But, you know, I tell you, we got the best advice from our kids. I think our kids were like maybe 7, 8 years old at the time. And we could have saved thousands of dollars. I mean, thousands upon thousands of dollars. And the kids summed it up very simply. They said, why don't you guys just do what the Bible says?
You're like, really? The Bible?
I go, hey, get out of the car.
Walk home.
Yeah. Well, we're about 3 hours away. That's okay. You'll think about what you said.
You can Uber it.
Well, this was before Uber, but still,
I know. Really funny.
I know.
Uber pre-Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
I think people do need counseling, but usually in a really good counseling session, what they will say is, "What do you need to work on?" Because we tend to go into sessions going, "Well, they did this and they did that and they did this," but they'll go, "Okay, what is your issue?" And that's what I'm learning to work on me. And when I become better across the board, then the people around me become better. That changes. You can't change anybody but yourself.
Well, of course. And the thing is, to me, you know, that remains a mystery, is that this is the very sweet person that you love so much and, you know, married and, you know, dated, did all that stuff and had all that aspiration. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, you know, things start creeping up, like extra skin under your chin or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, it's all, it's a crazy mystery to me. Yeah, whatever. It's just like, you know, why are we fussing, you know, when it could be, we could just have fun. You know, why fuss so much?
You know what has changed our marriage so much is
you've been regularly beatings, just, you know. Some people have suggested, I don't know, but no, I'm just kidding, obviously. You're exactly right. Thank you for being serious. Thank you for being serious for a moment, bringing some restraint to the party here. Yes,
well,
you're exactly right.
Saying, though, that is, I have not been married that long. Could y'all imagine marrying me? I didn't marry until I was 45. I'm an only child. I was a baby. I wouldn't say I was spoiled, but the whole world was centered around me. Now, I'm not a selfish person, but I was used to being in a man's world. You know what I'm saying? That was a lot to take on.
Right.
And I had to learn to go, okay, there is someone else in this equation.
Yeah.
And I would just constantly ride-robin about things. And I had to learn, I've just got to shut up and pray and work on me. And the Lord has done so much more in our marriage than I ever could run in my mouth. And it took me about 6 years to figure that out.
Right. Well,
and not
least
to make a big deal out of stuff. Rod and I've had to, that's been a biggie for us too. Is, I don't want to be cliche, but don't sweat the small stuff. Why make a mountain out of a molehill? This is not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Believe the best in one another, communicate, and then if your mate has to come to you about something, go, thank you for telling me, I'll work on that. Or if that's,
right,
you do this and that, go, oh my goodness, do I? Ugh. Let me consider that instead of getting defensive. We get nowhere being defensive.
Exactly. Well, and that's the deal. You can't argue somebody into loving them, right, or anything like that. In fact, I remember I may have shared with you one of my favorite responses. You know, when people have been married for a long time, I always ask, you know, what's their secret? This gal been married 68 years. She goes, oh, Sonny, she goes, I'll tell you. She goes, I learned a long time ago it's better to be loved than to be right.
Mm.
Huh? How's that? I thought
that was
a Salem moment.
Word.
Salem moment. I'm liking that. That's all part of the dream and aspiration, like we're talking about. But look at another day has gone by and we're out of time, and we got to head into the weekend. So thanks again for being with us and you know, sharing another day in the life with Lauren Kitchen Stewart.
Yeah, and y'all holler at me if you need any marriage advice right here.
She's got, hey, you think this is good now? I mean, she barely touched the surface here. I mean, she knows she can go really deep, let me tell you. Laura Kitchen Stewart. Exactly. All right, take care. Have a good weekend.
Y'all have a great weekend, too. Bye.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, we've got some fun things to do, all right? Let's give some things away. As I mentioned to you earlier, if you missed it the first hour, I want to make sure you're aware that the publisher of Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Paradigm, The Ancient Blueprint That Holds the Mystery of Our Times, was kind enough to send us a box of books. I want to pass them on. We're going to pay it forward, okay? So if you'd like your own free copy, get me an email right away, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address. And we'll, you know, as long as they last, we'll get them out to you. So get it off to me right away, Paradigm, The Ancient Blueprint That Holds the Mystery of Our Times. Jonathan Cahn, of course, the author of The Harbinger. And for those of you that remember The Harbinger and how much commotion, I say commotion in a very positive way, what that did then. Let me tell you, The Paradigm is going to blow you away. If you heard our interview with Jonathan earlier, it's incredible. In fact, we're going to replay it again next week, just as a programming note. Talks about how in the Old Testament, God's pattern of things predicted a Donald Trump or a Donald Trump-like person would be in the Oval Office. The Clintons, they're there in the Old Testament. And again, this is all the ancient blueprint. You know, what happened to Israel seems to be happening again to another country. And the only other country that God's hand, obvious hand, is upon their destiny. So that book is available. Also, Mitch Davis was kind enough. Mitch is the director, the writer of the movie The Stray. He gave us some tickets to give away. So if you'd like a pair of tickets, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You can see The Stray on us and on Mitch. And very kind of him to do that. So make sure you get that email to me right away. I need your address, particularly for the book specifically. If I, you want a copy of the book, I got to know who to send it to and how to get it there to you. Okay. Well, it is time right now, and I appreciate his patience. John Bona has been standing by very patiently. Hey, John is back with us. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good, Bill. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, always good to be talking to you, and particularly talking about your new book, the Education Liberty Book, Why We Should Save Our Children from Lousy Government Schools. You know, we have talked about this for so long, John, the frustration.
I know you have.
And well, and not just me, but I mean the narrative across the country, where I go, people are so frustrated. This is why charter schools, this is why people are homeschooling so much these days, moving away, even though we've invested a lot of money in public education. Look at the results, right?
Oh, yeah. There hasn't been, you know, there's still 90% of the kids' grades through, you know, 1 through 12 are government schools. So there hasn't been a huge shift, but we're seeing some. And, you know, I've seen the cartoon I'll share with you. It showed a father looking down at a little boy who's looking at a paper, and the father says, oh, new math. And I've heard of that. What are the new ABCs? And very quickly, the little boy recites them, and he says, AIDS, birth control, and condoms. Don't you know that, Dad? So it's kind of really, that's chuckling, but it's kind of frightening what's happening and what has happened, actually. I think many of the huge problems that we see in America today are due to the government school system removal of God completely
Without
from the classroom 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Look what's happened, Bill, you know, when praying, stopping the Bible was removed. You know, and the big problem is the central lesson taught in government schools is the irrelevancy of God in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the banning of Christian thought.
Yeah.
Teachers cannot apply scriptural knowledge to any subject.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, frankly, placing your child in a public school today is like playing Russian roulette with their soul.
Yeah.
Every government classroom by law has banned the very God, really, whose revelation is our only true help in this life. You know that as a Christian, and I do.
Yeah. But, well, John, look what happened here. We got a kindergarten teacher here recently decided the kids needed to be socialized and brought up to date on sexual issues and bathroom issues. And of course, now here it is in America. I mean, this is LGBT month. I got to tell you, I'm really shocked, frankly, that, you know, Fox is promoting it as well. I mean, you know, really?
Well, and the good news is, though, and the positive side of this, the Bible has a plan for education, and that's why we wrote the book. It's really simple. This isn't complicated. God gives parents, you know, mothers and dads, the primary responsibility for training their children.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just said, as we watch the collapse of our culture, we should remember that God connects our obedience to Him, you know, to His laws, to Him, and our very survival. You talked about how gravity works.
Right.
I've heard you use that analogy. But though we've deteriorated so much, the example you just used, you know, look at the immoral, even financially now as our country, the position we're in.
Mm-hmm.
People are wondering if we'll survive as a culture at all. And, you know, one thing I learned from an old friend, Bill, is that we shouldn't be surprised ever what the lost, the unsaved will do. And that's why we got to get the gospel to them.
Mm-hmm.
And look what's happening in the world. So
exactly.
The answer is we desperately need to train up a generation of children, the next generation. We got to do it now and understand these times and know what to do. But children having that understanding, frankly, Bill, it'll only come from a Judeo-Christian education. No other way. There is no other way.
And when you think about the history of this great country of ours, John, had it not been for people of faith, this country would not exist. But yet you get these people who come into play and have hijacked the institutions. You know, public education was hijacked at the turn of the century, the 20th century, on the heels of Darwin's Darwin's expose. you know, that opened the door into a new religion, basically, gave credence. It gave credence to atheism and all this, and that who needed God? You know, we're going to ignore God, and here we are.
The humanists really removed Christianity from American education. You're right. And you know how they did it? By simply ignoring the Bible and crushing all godly thought. You know, there was a guy named Paul Blanchard. You probably heard of him.
Yes, right.
He was one of the leading humanists in the 20th century. He said something that I'll read this quote to you. He said, "Our schools may not teach Johnny to read properly, but the fact that Johnny is in school during his high school years tends to lead toward the elimination of Christian superstition, which he had when he entered school." So he's actually saying there that we'll eliminate Christianity. He may not learn how to read or write or do math, but we'll remove Christianity from his thought.
Yeah.
They're coming right out and saying it.
Well, John, after all the billions of dollars, trillions that they've hijacked since the 20th century, the books that they've, you know, that whole enterprise of the books and, you know, that they have been able to construct, I would take on all those trillions of dollars that they spent and bring back the, 80-some pages of the New England Primer, and I will kick their butt with all their billions of dollars of so hoi polloi educational gobbledygook that they turned out.
Bill, the next time we hear that the school unions need more money, next time we hear that, let's all remember that we spend more money per student than any other nation in the world that I know of. But look at the bad results we have.
Exactly.
It's not the money that's the problem. It's the philosophy that has gone AWOL.
Right.
That's the problem, right?
And no, and typical of all progressives, John, it's never enough. If you only gave us more money, we could be able to solve the problems. Oh, okay, so we're going to give you more. You know, when is more enough? You've had more than enough, but yet the argument, which always is the case for progressives, is that we need more money. If you gave us more, we could turn this around. Or it didn't happen.
You mentioned about it, the founders of America. They never intended that religion should not be taught in our schools. The very first Congress of the United States, they passed what was called the Northwest Ordinance, and they said that religion, morality, and education were essential to good government,
exactly,
and that schools should be established in the Northwest Territory. Schools for what? For the Christian religion, number one, morality, number two, and education, number three. So look what we did. We got rid of religion, we got rid of morality, and now we got rid of education.
And oh yes, our founding fathers said that our Constitution was designed specifically for a people of morality, and you take morality.
How wise we are, Bill? Huh?
And,
how sophisticated?
Yeah.
What does Forrest Gump say? Stupid is as stupid does.
You just can't fix it sometimes. Let me tell you, or at all. John Bona is with us. We've got more from John. We're talking his Education Liberty book when we come back in detail. 18 before the top of the hour. Have you ever found yourself at the end of your faith asking, where's God in this? If you've had a crisis of faith and you'll want to see and bring your friends and family to a question of faith, when tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy as the challenges of their faith could also resurrect their beliefs. What do you do when there's no faith left? Run to see this movie, A Question of Faith. Divided by loss, united by faith. Now playing.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
You know, this is the difference, isn't it? You know, especially in light of evil raising its ugly head like it did in Las Vegas. How are we going to answer? Are we going to do the same thing, or are we going to be godlike and get out of ourselves and bring God into the center of this situation? That's what can combat evil. And that is the difference there, and that is up to us. And that's how they will know us, and they will know that we are different. And plus, on top of that, John Bona, that's what they'll want. They'll say, look, it, I want the peace. I want the love that you have. Where did you get that?
Love thy neighbor, right? Love thy neighbor. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, when you got all this evil abounding, that's the opportunity because evil is darkness. And the only way to counter that is with the light. Otherwise, as we were talking with another guest earlier, John, is that if evil is allowed to have place and relevance, then, you know, the people adapt in much the same way, you know, she had used the example of being in a closet. You know, when you first get in the closet, all the lights are off. It's very dark. But then after a while, when you sit in that closet, I thought this was really profound, you know, the way she described this, because I was there. I mean, they're in the closet. It's dark. But then after a while, your eyes adjust, and you start to make up certain, you know, I mean, you start to make, you know, and discern certain things, the walls, and there's clothing or whatever. And kind of, you're not seeing it real clear, but you adapt to it. And it's the same way that happens when evil befalls a society. If we don't do anything about it, if we don't shine the light of good against the evil, then we just accommodate it because, like Rodney King, we just all want to get along, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. The only way for evil to triumph is good men do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But I never understood that how you could be a good guy and not do nothing. You got to do something, right?
Right.
You got to do something to help.
But it's also, don't freak out when evil raises its head. And this is what's happening. Some people are just, they're freaking out. And the least people that should freak out should be people of faith. Because if anybody has the antidote to evil, it's the people of faith, is it not?
Oh, it's the gospel. Yeah, that's the only thing that counteracts evil is the gospel. Christ, right?
Yeah.
The light. He's the light. That's the only way.
Exactly. So when evil raises its head, it's an opportunity to give a contrast. Like you said, John, they'll know us by our love. You know, the contrast to evil is love. And we saw that contrast so glaringly. I mean, look at the anecdotal stories, and what the media, thank goodness, is spending more time on is how people are saving one another. First responders, other people just, hey, you know, one guy, he basically stole a truck to put people in the back of the truck so he could shuttle them. I mean, you know, they were flowing to the need at the time. And that is good winning over evil, and it was on full display. Whether it's there or, you know, like our friends with the Mercy Chefs who've been serving hot meals. I mean, they've been following these hurricanes all over, whether, you know, they start out in Texas and Florida, and now they're down in Puerto Rico. They've been giving along with all the other, you know, great organizations, Franklin Graham's organization and that, have just been doing an outstanding job. But again, ladies and gentlemen, John Bone is with us. He has a weekly broadcast called The Story of Liberty, which currently reaches more than a million people over the Internet on a podcast, YouTube, and social media. He's been married to Carol. He's so fortunate to marry. Carol says she's up for a penthouse when she goes to heaven. You know, you're a blessed man, John. You really are.
I am. 8 grandchildren. I'm very blessed. You know.
Yeah, and four grown kids. They're all they're all productive, and John
and
has.
You have four boys and a girl.
I have four boys and a girl. The whole deal. Yeah, we still have one on the family payroll, but he's getting ready to jettison here very shortly. So and nine grandkids. So. So we are blessed, you and I, very much so.
Absolutely. Yeah, very
absolutely.
Thankful.
Well, let's talk. You know, we want to talk about the new release, the Education Liberty book, your antidote to the lousy government schools. I mean, we keep complaining about it. So, quit complaining. Now it's time for action. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, by the way, I'd like to offer it to all your listeners, the e-book for free. And how we do, I guess you could, they could email you and ask for it, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I like to do that. We're not doing that anywhere else, but for your program, and Bill Martinez will do it.
Yeah, it's an exclusive here. So get your hands on this. I mean, and like anything, as John was saying, it starts, first of all, in realizing we have a problem here in River City. Okay, so now get educated to that problem. All right, educate yourself, and the Education Liberty book will go a long way. It will help crystallize the uncomfortability that you have toward the education system, and it will raise your level of understanding as to what's going on. And then the next step will be, now that you're aware, you're educated, then we have to get into action, right?
Yeah, I remember you may recall there was a blue ribbon panel appointed by the president in the mid-80s, I think it was Reagan, to examine the educational failures in America. And they concluded, this was a panel, independent people, they concluded it was so bad that if a foreign power had done to our public schools what the public schools had done to themselves, it'd be considered an act of war.
Right.
That's what they actually said. It's a famous quote.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, I can tell you, when we were growing up in the Cold War, you know, we talked a lot about propaganda and how dangerous the communists could be in infiltrating our school system. Little did we know that they were already there. Forget about what happened during the McCarthy era and all, you know, him calling out all these communists that were in inculcated in our culture and entertainment and that. They were already well entrenched by that time. And he barely touched the tip of the iceberg, though we look back at that time going, you know, it was such a terrible time, you know, it was such a radical time in our country. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, we ended up just kind of accepting it. You know, it's kind of like that that darkness. You know, we just adjusted and accommodated, you know, the evil and the deterioration of our education system at the expense of our children.
Same. Yeah, they took on, all right. All education was in the hands of families and churches until, like you said, the middle 1800s, about 1830. Mm-hmm. And that was the purpose of so-called public education. And then the guy, you know, Horace Mann and these other guys, the founders of public education, stated that he wanted to get education out of the hands of the church and families, right, take away the Christian element. And look what we have today. I remember Barbara Walters made, I always was fascinated with her career. She made a comment about education. You may remember years ago, she was on TV and she said, you know, the alarm has sounded. And everybody thought, you know, she was talking about some nuclear threat or acid rain or some epidemic. And she was referring to the deterioration of American education. And she said that most high school students that she surveyed herself thought that the Holocaust was a Jewish holiday. What are you thinking at?
Yeah.
I mean, many couldn't even locate the United States on a world map. And nothing against our kids. Look, there's some good kids in there, some good teachers in the public schools, but the teachers are muzzled. They can't talk about Christ, the Bible, or the Christian faith. You know, that's mm-hmm. the problem.
Well, even some things that are just reasonable. If you take it, you know, let's set aside the spiritual for a moment.
Right.
Just in reasonable debate, in conversation, all of a sudden they get these dictums from on high and just say, okay, bathrooms are open for everybody. What?
Right.
You know,
right.
Now all of a sudden, I mean, I'm having a hard time keeping up with the curriculum. Now you've turned me into a social psychologist. I haven't been trained to do that. I mean, I the last sociology course I had was part of my initial 60 credits that I had to get for my AA, and that was, you know, anywhere from 5 to maybe 10 years ago, and now I'm supposed to understand this. Well, don't worry, we're going to put you through some expedited weekend training course to tell you how you should address this.
You know,
really?
It's interesting you said that, Bill, because in the teachers in the Old Testament, you know, the sons of Aaron, to be all the teachers, the one verse there in Leviticus talks about is for teaching, you know, kids, mm-hmm. is to make a distinction between the holy and the profane,
right.
between the unclean and the clean. Think of that. I mean, if kids can't make a distinction, if you're going and using a girl's bathroom if you're a guy, if you can't figure that out, if you can't make a distinction, even at a young age, that's just going to cause confusion to them. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, Jeremiah says that we have forgotten how to blush, essentially, John. There's no blushing in the society anymore. It's no holes barred. Everybody's buck naked, and it doesn't matter, and there's no consequence. But you ask a profound question in your book. What kind of children do you want? What kind of children do you want to raise? If we go back to point one, what is the ideal? When you think about education, what do you expect our educational system to turn out? And it's,
you know,
clear.
I love the book. I love, yeah. That's it, Bill. I love the book of Proverbs. It starts out, you know, it starts off by stating that the instruction of a father for his son. Mm. That's how the whole book starts out. You know, so we have to remember that really scripture is clear. Old and New Testament always reveals education as accomplished close to home. Keep it close to home, parents, you know?
There it is.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah, we're told in our waking, in our sleeping, as we walk, everywhere we go, to talk about these good things. The Education Liberty book, John Bona is making it available. This is an exclusive to listeners of Bill Martinez Live, so tell your friends even about it. Let's get the word out there. If you'd like a free copy of it, let me tell you, this will help you and go a long way in the needed education and understanding of what's happening in our lousy government schools. It is called the Education Liberty book. Drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want a free copy, and it's on the way, lickety-split. John Bona, as always, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr.